Thanks so much for contacting customer support. My name is Paige, and may I help you?
Yes. I had somebody from that location debiting my account for 2 months straight without my permission, and I want to get my money back. I didn't authorize nobody.
What's your email? What's your zip code, I meant?
32804.
Okay, 32804. And your first and last name?
Anthony Myrick.
Okay, and can you verify the shipping address on the account for me?
My shipping address is 4252 North Urn Blossom Trail, Orlando, Florida, 32804.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And just to make sure this number that you're calling in on is a good number to call you back just in case we get disconnected.
229-485-6744.
Okay, let me see. Now, on those charges, there's not a...
It took $19 out on January and $19 out the 16th.
Right.
I didn't authorize nobody to do that.
Now, when you signed up for the concealed to carry, you did authorize the membership of $19.
I haven't took no online classes. I haven't got my certificate. I paid for that, and he ain't mail it. The dude said you won't mail it. Nobody mailed it.
Okay, so you did sign up for the concealed to carry?
I took the class, but I took that course online, but I didn't take the other part. I know nobody explained nothing to me about no 19 coming out of month. I haven't took none of that. I paid that one time fee for that certification that certification, and I haven't received that yet.
Okay, now there is a no refund policy on the $19, the membership. I can definitely refund $9 of that for you, of that charge.
Hold on. You don't took $19 three times now. I didn't authorize January and February. I want my money back. I'm going to do an affidavit and let the bank get my money back. I'm not losing. I'm not giving nobody my money. I ain't took no class. I gave the dude took $19 and $85 in December. That was supposed to be it. And I haven't received nothing about no concealed weapon in the mail. That 19th of January and February, I didn't authorize y'all to do that.
Okay. I went ahead and got both of those charges refunded for you. You should see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Okay, now, when am I going to get the certification? The $85. I haven't received that. Nobody mailed that to the house.
No.
You see, I'm on the assumption that when I take the online class, I pay for it right then and there. Nobody tell me you're going to be debiting my account without my permission. My bank card shouldn't have been on file, period.
Now, did you get your fingerprints and everything done?
Nobody told me that. I know I haven't gotten the fingerprint done yet, because I'll drive trucks over the road. So I need to get my fingerprint done.
Now, the thing is, you were supposed to, as soon as you got certified, they sent you an email telling you your next steps on what you need to do. Besides, like, getting your fingerprints done, and make sure you send a photocopy of your government-issued ID. And you were supposed to mail that back in to us. But now there is no way for you to mail it back in, simply because we stopped on January the 1st doing this online.
So basically, it's a rip-off then. That's basically what it is. It's a hustle. Because when I took it, you get it's a hustle.
When you do the certificate, it sends you an email telling you your next steps on what you need to do in order to complete it and get your permit.
Okay, that's around the holidays. It was around the holiday, Christmas and New Year. What place going? The police station ain't gonna do no crap like that. Well, you can't get in it. You can't get in it with this corona stuff. You got to make appointments for that. So it's a hustle.
Okay, you can look at it however you want to look at it, sir. It's completely up to you.
Listen to me, sweetie. When you got to make appointments to even get into a courthouse or something to get fingerprinted. Even when you're getting your license, you got to make appointments.
Right. Up to you to do that. We can't make an appointment for
okay,
you. You have to make your own appointments. We can't do that
for you. You give people 3 days. Ain't no way in the hell nobody can do that in 3 days. There's so many people trying to get in and do stuff. There is no way.
I understand that, but that's the thing. You ordered this on the 18th. You got it on the 18th. You could have printed off your online copy and went up there and got your fingerprints done. Christmas is not until the 25th. Now, it's up to you to complete that stuff. Once we do our job and certify you, that's the only thing we can do. We cannot call you and tell you, hey, you need to go up here and do your fingerprints. We send out you an email. It's up to you to read it. And if you don't, then you don't.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you know how biked up the police station? And it took me to even get my license. I had to wait 2 weeks to get my license. I couldn't go get it on the same day. When my expired on my birthday, I had to wait two weeks after my birthday to get my license. It's the stuff is biked up because of this corona stuff. But I'm good. I'm good. That's a hustle. Y'all gave people 4 days.
Yes, sir. I definitely understand. Like I said, it's completely up to you to get your fingerprints done. I know it's backed up or whatever the case may be. If it was backed up and if you knew it was backed up, then you should have called us back and let us know what was going on because we have no clue what's going on. Like, I'm not in your city nor state. So I don't know how backed up it is. I don't know anything about that.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere like that. You have to make appointments to get in there because of this coronavirus. That's everywhere. It's just not in what state I'm in. It's in every state.
In Alabama, it's not like that. It's not backed up
sure
for 2 weeks or nothing like that. Yes, I'm in Alabama. It's not like that.
Okay.
It's not as hard as people think it is.
Well, it's hard in Georgia. You have to make
appointments. Right. That's what I said.
It's in
different states, it's different. But like I said, I refunded the money back into your account. I can definitely refund $30 of the $85 to you. Just as a company courtesy, I can refund $30 of that back to you.
Do that. And I'll go a different route getting that concealed weapon. You do that. Give me $30 of my money back.
Okay, so I'm refunding $30 and two charges of $19 as well. And I got that refunded. Like I said, you should see that within 3 business days in your account.
I post that online, man. That's a real ball. That's a hustle. I'm a hustle, baby.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
Nah, that's it, sweetie.
All right, thanks for calling customer support. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.